Hey folks, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. When the future generation reads about 2020 in a history book, they will definitely be shocked by how their parents went through all of this in the past. The COVID-19 pandemic has been a big nightmare to various industries in the workforce. People are either asked to work from home or being laid off due to the bad economy. Yes, being laid off means to be fired.
Fired!
What a nightmare, right? And now, landlords who make their living by collecting rent paid by tenants are also crying for help since many renters have lost their jobs and therefore unable to pay rent. You might think that landlords are cheap. Why can't they be kind and delay their tenants' rent payment? Well, things are not so simple. You see, some professional landlords buy houses as an investment. Thus, they have to pay a considerable amount of mortgages and property tax to the bank and the government. Now that tenants can't pay, landlords are as desperate as cats on hot bricks, or in Chinese, ants on a hot pan. If you're wondering why the government can't just cut the property tax to help the landlords, then it's time to move on to our sentence of the day. Many of our municipalities across the country rely on these property taxes to be able to sustain their communities. Once again, many of our municipalities across this country rely on these property taxes to be able to sustain their communities. And now, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, municipality. Municipality. All right, it's a noun which means a city or town with its own local government or the local government itself. For example, you can say, the municipality provides services such as water and rubbish collection. Or you can also say, Taipei City is a special municipality which consists of 12 districts. Moving on to number two, rely on. Rely on. It's a phrase which means to need the help and support of someone or something in order to continue to work correctly or to succeed. For example, you can say, you can't rely on the weather. Or you can say, don't trust the weather. You can also say, you can't rely on the weather forecast. Don't trust the weather forecast or the weather news. Just kidding. Number three, property. Property, or you can say property, okay? Which means an object that belongs to someone or building or area of land. For example, you can say, he has several properties in this street. You can also say, this small house is my only property. Okay, number four, sustain. Sustain. It's a verb which means to cause or allow something to continue for a period of time. To cause or allow something to continue for a period of time. For example, you can say, he seems to find it difficult to sustain relationships with women. You can also say, the economy looks set to sustain its growth into next year. All right, last but not least, number five, community. Community. It's a noun which means the people living in one particular area or people who are considered as a unit because of their common interests, social group, or nationality. For example, you can say, we visited the Taiwanese community in Irvine, California. You can also say, her speech caused outrage among the gay community, or her speech provoked anger among the LGBT community. Thanks for listening to the show, and don't forget to pay the rent. Adios, amigos!